Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Over 300 Zambians are expected to take part in a peaceful protest tomorrow, 3rd September 2025, at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, calling for the immediate closure of the Israeli embassy in the country, despite not receiving formal approval from the Zambia Police Service. Speaking at a media briefing, National Freedom Front, NFF Secretary General Humphrey Simontala has revealed that the organization officially notified the Zambia police of their intention to protest through a letter submitted on 22nd August 2025. However, he said no formal objection or written response has been received from the authorities. Mr. Simontala has strongly condemned Israel's reported actions in the Middle East, accusing the country of committing genocide, forced displacement, war crimes, and violations of international and humanitarian law. He has further stated that Zambia should not maintain diplomatic relations with a government whose leaders, he claimed, have been declared international criminals by the International Criminal Court, ICC.
As of now, we are going to be demanding for its closure. And we are also going to demand that the Israel embassy can only be opened if Israel is cleared of all crimes against humanity. Because as Zambia, we cannot be a country that normalizes diplomatic relations with a regime whose leaders have been declared as international criminals. And we call upon all the ordinary Zambians, the progressive Zambians that believe in justice and believe in humanity, to join our protest tomorrow at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, where we are going to protest and share our demands that we cannot have a country which has been declared as a country which is committing genocide and war crimes against humanity to open or re-establish the embassy here in Zambia.
Government has with immediate effect dissolved the board of directors of the Rural Electrification Authority. Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote says this is in accordance with the provisions of the Rural Electrification Act No. 5 of 2023. The minister has since thanked the outgoing board for the service rendered during their tenure. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Sianjalika. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for a strengthened partnership between government and the church, stressing that the current global geopolitical shifts and a decline in philanthropic support from developed nations require a united front to fill emerging gaps, especially in social sectors like health. Speaking at State House this morning, while receiving a delegation from the 18 Church Representatives Forum, President Hichilema has emphasized that now more than ever, collaboration with the church and other faith-based organizations is critical. The president has expressed concern over the country's continued reliance on external sources for essential supplies like medicines, calling it long overdue for Zambia to build self-reliance in critical sectors.
We need to deepen our partnership now more than ever before. Given the geopolitical changes in the world, the reduction in the support towards us meaning here in Zambia, on this continent of Africa, and the developing world. The reduction in the support, philanthropic support from the first world to us means that there are gaps that have been created, and we must work deeper together, smarter, but also genuinely.
And speaking on behalf of the delegation, Bishop Evans Chinyemba has thanked government for ensuring that mission health facilities receive the same support as other public health institutions.
We have an experience of the government grant to charge for operations of our church health institutions. Payment of classified daily employees have been disbursed on time, and as already indicated, unlike in the past when we had experienced delays. The recruitment of 10,000 health professionals that are supporting health institutions in the country, including the church health institutions. We hope for more recruitment.
The latest Transparency International Zambia TIZ study has established that 75% of political parties in Zambia have low transparency in the management of political financing with questionable sources of funding. Speaking during the launch of the research study on assessing the level of transparency in political party financing and risk of illicit financing in Zambia, TIZ Policy and Research Manager Bright Chizonde notes that 64% of political parties accept funding from unknown sources. He says the study, which was conducted from February to May 2025, has established that out of 28 assessed political parties, no political party reported to have been publishing financial reports, with some having no commercial bank accounts. Mr. Chizonde says the study reveals that only 11% of political parties scored 3 out of 5, a rating categorized as moderate, while the majority scored 0 or 1, indicating very low to low levels of transparency.
So the study established that there is limited transparency and accountability among political parties in Zambia, as 75% of the political parties assessed have very low transparency in the management of political financing. The lack of political finance regulation and limited scrutiny of political parties by civil society and the media exacerbates the situation, as no political party has reported to have been publishing financial information for public scrutiny by voters. The study also established that there is high risk of illicit financing of political parties in Zambia, as over 64% of the political parties had either high risk or very high risk of illicit financing.
The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has called on the public to remain vigilant and support the upcoming Mpox vaccination rollout to protect vulnerable groups and sustain progress against the outbreak. ZNPHI Director Public Health, Policy Diplomacy and Communications, Dr. Doreen Shempela, says the Mpox vaccine is crucial in protecting vulnerable populations and sustaining the progress made in containing the outbreak. She said the country has received its first consignment of Mpox vaccines, consisting of 1,060 doses, which will be administered to eligible individuals. Dr. Shempela said since the declaration of the outbreak in October 2024, Zambia has recorded a cumulative total of 1,181 suspected cases. She said there are no patients presently admitted.
The Zambia National Institute acknowledges the continued support and collaboration of all our cooperating partners, our stakeholders, and our communities in combating Mpox. This collaboration has demonstrated that together we can safeguard public health and ensure long-term control of the outbreak. Our data indicates that the Mpox cases are declining nationally. The current infections that we are having are localized and sporadic rather than widespread.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Institute of Architects, ZIA, has emphasized the urgent need for a comprehensive and holistic approach to urban planning in Lusaka, warning that flooding in the Central Business District, CBD, will remain a recurring crisis without lasting solutions. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, ZIA President Musonka Silungwe said lack of a well-thought-out city design is at the heart of the flooding challenges the capital city continues to face, especially during the rainy season. He has criticized the chaotic manner in which some parts of the city have developed, noting that certain areas in Lusaka lack any tangible order or adherence to basic construction standards. Mr. Silungwe has expressed concern